Chapter 10. The Dog. Here is a wonderful animal which is often mentioned in the Bible. You see so many about today in our towns and villages, and perhaps you have one in your own home, and so you will know a good deal about them. There are many different kinds of dogs. Some are allowed to run wild, and they were very much so in Bible times, and also in the present day in those eastern lands. These outcast dogs, which seem to belong to nobody, are spoken of a good deal in the Bible as worthless, dirty, and noisome creatures, which make themselves very much a nuisance. But at the same time, there are other dogs, which have been tamed and trained to be most useful, and in these we see what a wonderful animal the dog can be. Some are used as watchdogs, others are trained to follow the scent, and then there are the clever little sheepdogs, who are such a help to the shepherds. Let us look at some of these useful dogs first, as they are more attractive than the others, and they can become very pleasant companions and pets when rightly kept in the home. There in the house, how useful they are to keep watch and to be on guard against robbers or others who have no right to come into the home. They can bark to warn when danger is near, and they can bite, too, if their bark is not enough to frighten such evil men away. God has given them a wonderful instinct to know who are friends and who are not, and very sharp ears to hear when anyone is coming, long before you could hear them. But the Bible speaks of some who ought to be on the watch to see and hear when there is danger, but instead they are sleeping and slumbering and not barking to give the alarm. Indeed, they may even be blind so as not to see the dangers, and yet they are very greedy to eat up all they can get. What a sad account this is of some men who are supposed to be watchmen and on the lookout to warn people, but instead of doing that, they never bark or speak against the evils that are round about them. God has, in his mercy, given us some good watchmen or ministers who warn us of the dangers that there are, and we ought to listen to what they say. But there are others who are like these dogs, who are asleep or blind or cannot bark to give the warning. Then these dogs, which are kept at home as pets or to be on the watch, sometimes get the crumbs or pieces which are left or which fall from the table. This will perhaps make you remember the woman who came to Jesus and asked him to heal her daughter. But he seemed to take no notice, and when he did answer her, it was to call her a dog and to tell her that she had no right to the children's bread. But oh, what faith she had! She did not mind being called a dog, but said it was true what Jesus had spoken, and yet the dogs do eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. So she got her answer, and Jesus healed her daughter. This is to show us that we ought to keep on praying, even when we do not get an answer at first, for the Lord will surely hear, and they that seek him shall find what they seek, if it is the Lord's will. Then about those dogs that wander in the streets, especially at night, and eat up all they can find. It is true, they may clean the streets of much rubbish, but they are not nice creatures to meet, and often snarl at one another and fight and make a great noise. David says that the wicked men who were his enemies were like these dogs. They came every night, going round about the city and making a noise to frighten and annoy him like those dogs. The Bible tells us, too, that those who seem to be better for a time, but then go back to their wicked ways, are like these dogs with their dirty habits. One more thing about the outcast dogs. You know that those who get to heaven at last must be born again and be taught of God to know how sinful they are and to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and come to Him for salvation. But all unbelievers who know not the Lord will be cast out from His presence, and so we are told that those who are without the holy city are dogs and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Now we must give you some texts about the dogs. In the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 56, you can read about the dumb dogs which cannot bark. The story of the woman who came to Jesus about her daughter is to be found in the 15th chapter of Matthew. Then the noisy dogs which go about at night are in Psalm 59, and the nasty ways of these dogs are spoken of in the Proverbs chapter 26, and the 2nd of Peter chapter 3, while the dogs which are without the city are mentioned in the 22nd chapter of the Revelation.